4. Sending the Apostles Out 2 and 2. The next evening, having gathered together the 12 apostles, the apostles of John, and the newly commissioned women's group, Jesus said, "You see for yourselves that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Let us all, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest that he send forth still more laborers into his fields. While I remain to comfort and instruct the younger teachers, I would send out the older ones 2 and 2, that they may pass quickly over all Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, while it is yet convenient and peaceful." Then he designated the pairs of apostles as he desired them to go forth, and they were Andrew and Peter, James and John Zebedee, Philip and Nathanael, Thomas and Matthew, James and Judas Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas Iscariot. Jesus arranged the date for meeting the 12 at Nazareth, and in parting he said, "On this mission go not to any city of the Gentiles, neither go into Samaria, but go instead to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Preach the gospel of the kingdom, and proclaim the saving truth that man is a son of God. Remember that the disciple is hardly above his master, nor a servant greater than his Lord. It is enough for the disciple to be equal with his master, and the servant to become like his Lord. If some people have dared to call the master of the house an associate of Beelzebub, how much more shall they so regard those of his household? But you should not fear these unbelieving enemies. I declare to you that there is nothing covered up that is not going to be revealed. There is nothing hidden that shall not be known. What I have taught you privately, that preach with wisdom in the open. What I have revealed to you in the inner chamber, that you are to proclaim in due season from the housetops. And I say to you, my friends and disciples, be not afraid of those who can kill the body, but who are not able to destroy the soul. Rather put your trust in him who is able to sustain the body and save the soul. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a penny? And yet I declare that not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. Know you not that the very hairs of your head are all numbered? Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than a great many sparrows. Be not ashamed of my teaching. Go forth proclaiming peace and goodwill. But be not deceived. Peace will not always attend your preaching. I came to bring peace on earth, but when men reject my gift, division and turmoil result. When all of a family receive the gospel of the kingdom, truly peace abides in that house. But when some of the family enter the kingdom and others reject the gospel, such division can produce only sorrow and sadness. Labor earnestly to save the whole family, lest a man's foes become those of his own household. But when you have done your utmost for all of every family, I declare to you that he who loves father or mother more than this gospel is not worthy of the kingdom." When the 12 had heard these words, they made ready to depart. And they did not again come together until the time of their assembling at Nazareth to meet with Jesus and the other disciples, as the Master had arranged.